Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX935, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX935. Okay, so last week I interviewed Bijan Watson. You'll remember from Laguna Beach Live's big band that's playing on Cinco de Mayo at Laguna Playhouse to raise money, actually, for Laguna Beach Live's programme Music and Kids. And I'm very lucky because I've got Melanie Collins on the phone right now. And she's going to be singing with the band on that day. How are you doing, Melanie?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you, Jason?
Yeah, I'm doing well. It's nice to talk to you. I'm looking forward to the gig.
Me too. I'm really excited about it.
Have you sang much in Laguna before?
I have, actually, for Laguna Beach Live last year. I brought my combo. It was just a four-piece. It was piano, bass, drums, sax, and me. And this year we get to bring the entire big band, so it's going to be great.
Actually, you know what? I don't know why I asked you that question, because I knew that. I didn't see you, but my wife saw you, and she said, "You've got to see this woman. She's a goddess."
Oh, my goodness. High praise.
No, really, it is high praise because, you know, she's British and, you know, we don't gush.
That's true. I'll take it.
What's a selection of the tunes you're going to be playing? Will we be familiar with them?
Oh, absolutely. You're going to hear a lot of songs you recognize. We're going to be doing a few cuts from our album, A Little Jazz Now and Then. And that title's based on the fact that we wanted to do, you know, the Golden Jazz Age standards from the 40s and the 50s, the big band swing era, and then also do some modern day tunes. You're going to hear songs like At Last by Etta James.
Yeah,
you're going to hear, lots of those great tunes, A Tisket, A Tasket, Ella Fitzgerald. But then you'll also hear some new songs like John Legend's Ordinary People. We do that kind of like a bossa samba feel. And another tune called Better Than Anything, which is actually based on an old standard that's usually done in 3-4, and we do it in a kind of a groove and soulful 4-4 jazz feel with the legendary Benny Maupin. We'll be playing saxophone on that.
Yeah, you've got some pretty heavy duty players in this band, actually.
Boy, do I. Yeah, Bijan Watson, he really does look, scout, and hire the best. And Francisco Torres is going to be playing, Bob Shepard, and Dwayne Benjamin, who will be our musical director for the evening. He did a lot of the arrangements on our album that we'll be performing that night. And he's worked on Justin Timberlake's album. He's worked with Earth, Wind & Fire, the Jackson 5, Joss Stone, Jamiroquai. I mean, he has a super long list of stars from his resume, and I'm so extremely proud and honored to have him musically directing this evening. So it should be a really great evening.
I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Melanie Collins on KX93.5. Melanie's going to be singing with the Laguna Beach Live Big Band with Bijan Watson and a bunch of seriously heavyweight jazz dudes on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, at the Laguna Playhouse. It's a special benefit for Laguna Beach Live's Live Music and Kids program, where they bring music, musicians, and musical instruments and all things musical into the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach and the schools as well, because there's not much money around for musical education these days. Melanie, maybe it's just a dumb question, but how did you get into this music? Did you grow up listening to gospel music, or how did this happen for you?
I did. And Jason, my mother says there's no such thing as a dumb question. So you're perfectly safe. Yes, I did. I grew up singing in church, of course, but it wasn't until college that I really started studying music professionally and singing on my own as a soloist. From where I come from, there's so many amazing voices that the world will never hear. They pretty much sing strictly in church. And so I thought, you know, I was just 4,000 from the left. I wasn't going to sing solos, you know. And it wasn't until I got into college and I had a professor pull me aside and said, "You really have something. I'd love to work with you." And he did. And from that moment forward, I really trained and I began to sing professionally around the age of 22. But I always loved jazz. I grew up with jazz, even though we had gospel music in our house.
Did you love jazz as a child? I mean, it took me many
years. Oh, absolutely.
I'll be honest with you. I did, as a kid, I poo-pooed it. And then got into my 20s and 30s and started to understand it a bit more.
You know, there's all types of jazz. That's one thing, too. I think a lot of people think they hear jazz and they think, oh, it's that real out stuff that you can't hear a melody to, you know? And there's an element of that. And that's actually, I really enjoy that. But that's just one type. There's so much. You know, there's smooth jazz, there's big band swing, there's bebop. There's so many different kinds. And I just think that people aren't exposed to all the different types of jazz. And they don't recognize the jazz elements in a lot of the music they enjoy today. Like, pop music has a lot of jazz elements. I think people aren't familiar, or they're not aware. And they don't realize they're already fans.
And it sounds like you're going to be singing some songs with some pretty strong melodies.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It's all that big band swing you heard of the 40s and 50s and 60s. And some current stuff there as well that makes you laugh and giggle.
Fantastic. Well, I should say again, it's on Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May, of course, at Laguna Playhouse. Tickets are available at lagunaplayhouse.org. I think that's right, but certainly the Laguna Playhouse website. And tickets are going really fast, so I would get to that really quick. Well, that's fantastic. And we're very excited to have you, Melanie. Thank you for speaking to me today, of course.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be there. I can't wait to see everybody, and hope to see you on Tuesday night.
Once again, the great Mel Collins there on KX93.5. The gig is May 5th at Laguna Playhouse, brought to you by Laguna Beach Live and in support of Live Music and Kids. They do such great work here in town. And I just checked the website. It's lagunaplayhouse.com for tickets. That's lagunaplayhouse.com.